The Country Station, Goober 95.1. Good morning and welcome to the Get the Scoop radio show. This is Chris Schalk. I'm Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture. I've got Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture, Kristen Hildebrand, right here alongside. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Chris.
All right, so yesterday we talked about something kind of serious, cybersecurity, and your anniversary. That is serious business.
It's all together, right? Yeah,
they're really not related. No segue there, and I better just quit.
Yeah.
So you're going to talk about, actually, for the next 3 days. So, folks, just plan your mornings. And I'm sure you do anyway, plan your mornings to be with us. But you're going to talk about, I think, one of your favorite flowers, and that's peonies, correct?
Yes, I love peonies. I think they're just gorgeous, beautiful. Of course, they're one of the first spring blooming type herbaceous perennials that we have. And there's some other types of peonies since I've done, further research about it. And I feel like there's probably a lot of other people, you know, if you plan it correctly, it can last even a lot longer than you and I would.
Well, yeah, and we were just talking about off the air about a shrub in my landscape at home that's getting out of hand.
Yeah, unruly.
Unruly.
Yes.
Like children.
Yes.
Anyway, is fall a good time?
Yeah, it actually is. And so, you know, I feel like when we see peonies in bloom, you know, springtime, we think that's an ideal time to plant. But actually right now, Chris, fall is a good time to kind of go ahead and start looking in your landscape. Maybe you're kind of taking, you know, a step back from your vegetable garden right now, and you can kind of look and see what areas of your garden or landscape that could situate and be perfect for some peonies. A lot of times people will look at peonies as like a border, so they'll actually put it around kind of that landscape border. It works really, really well. Most of the time those blooms look really gorgeous about, you know, May and June. And then even the foliage will stay really nice and green throughout the year. So there's just a lot of different ways that you can look at growing peonies. And you might just want to even have your own garden situated in the back where you have a cutting garden, because these peonies do make excellent cut flowers as well. And like I said, if you plant it and care for it correctly, these plants can be as old as 100 years.
Really?
Yeah. So they can last for a good long while. And I kind of wanted to talk about first, Chris, some of the different varieties and even some of the different blooms that you can have with peonies, because there is a vast majority of different kinds.
So there's different types?
Yeah, there's actually three different kinds, and I'd like to talk about each of those.
All right, well, go for it.
Yeah, so the one that we find, like most of our grandparents had, is the herbaceous garden peonies. And so those typically reach about 20 to 36 inches in height. And this one is the most common that people have planted around in their garden and landscape. It's the least expensive when you compare them to the other two that we're about to talk about. But still, they offer a lot of beauty to the landscape very well. So the next one I want to talk about, you might not be familiar with, is there's actually tree peonies, Chris.
Tree peonies.
Tree peonies. They have a woody stem. And they typically don't, for the hard winters and stuff that we have here, they could die back to the ground. But these are kind of more on the medium-sized shrub. It reaches sometimes between 4 to 5 feet in height. These are very slow growing, so it may take 4 or more years to bloom really profusely. So that one's probably going to be a little bit of a slow grower compared to this other one. And then the third type we have is actually a hybrid type that's crossed between the herbaceous peony and the tree peony. It's called an intersectional type of peony. And to be quite correct, this is basically the best of both worlds, because they have a lot of hardiness that the herbaceous peonies have. They have really attractive flowers, the foliage of the tree peonies. A lot of times these are called Itawa peonies. So it was actually a hybridizer from Japan.
So they're more up off the ground.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So that's another type that you can have. And some of those, the tree peonies and intersectional peonies, because that they've been, you know, actually hybridized, those can actually cost a lot of money, depending on which kind that you want. And the last thing I want to mention before we close the show this morning is that there's a lot of other colors. Like with the herbaceous types, you only had basically white. Well, with these newer varieties, you can have things like yellow that are pretty rare. You can have a rose, a lavender, even some reds. And there's even other forms like a double, a Japanese anemone, semi-double. So there's just a lot of variety with the peonies.
All right. So you're going to come back tomorrow, now that you've got our interest sparked, and we're going to talk about planting peonies, correct?
That's right.
All right, folks. Well, we want you to come back tomorrow and each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop. Brought to you by our good friends down at Farmers Regional Livestock Market and over at Hobdy Dye and Reed. Get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.